Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 15th day of August, halfway through the month as we go through another summer day and get ready for, you know, a little, you know, inch our way towards another NFL day and everything else that's going on. We got plenty of baseball for you today, and you'll hear from the Yankee Brain Trust at a time where they really can kind of reassess. Now, they're not going to give up. We got Cash and Aaron Boone today, both on. But they're not going to give up the ghost on their division yet. Of course, they're not until they're mathematically eliminated. No team does that publicly. You understand that. But clearly, the Yankees have a different way to look at things right now, chasing this juggernaut that is 51 games over 500 with them, their own issues that they have to deal with, and really just figure out a way to get Judge back healthy, to get Sanchez back healthy and headed in the right direction, both offensively and defensively, get Severino back and fixed, and don't run away from what is clearly a problem. In his last seven starts, a 7.50 ERA in his last seven starts. 54 hits in 36 innings after having 50-some-odd hitless innings in his first 120 innings for the season. So he has clearly fallen apart. A 7.5 ERA in his last seven starts. And then you have Torres, who, you know, had been so terrific, so spectacular, so good in the clutch, so good in game situations, who has clearly hit a wall here. Seven for his last 57, but worse than that, two for his last 29 without an RBI and leaving the bases stranded plenty of times, and with nine strikeouts. So he has absolutely hit a major, major wall. Rookies sometimes do. He has clearly hit one. So you have the Yankees, as they go down the stretch of this season, Judge, Sanchez, Severino, Torres, four of the critical performers on this team have got to get healthy, have to get fixed, have to get focused, have to get back on their games if the Yankees are going to make this any kind of season to remember in October. Now, the one good thing that happens in this season is no matter how gaudy the Red Sox record gets, no matter how high the win percentage gets, no matter how many wins they pile up, there will be a point in October where they're 0-0. That's what every great team faces, the pressures of October after a tremendous regular season. Can you complete the other part? There's a lot of pressure on any team that has the kind of season the Red Sox are having. Yankees felt it in 98. Yankees felt it in 61. Yankees have felt it many times in their history. Other teams have felt it and failed. Yankees beat a Mariner team that had that kind of regular season. They were devastated when they did. So there will come a point where this amazing Red Sox season will go back to nothing more than 0-0. But with that will be a team that has obviously learned to win on a very, very high level this year. And for the Yankees to even think about getting through this year, they're going to obviously have to escape the one-game playoff. And they are going to have to figure out a way to get those four players, critical players to this team. Judge, Sanchez, Severino, and Torres back on their games, whether it has to do with an injury, whether it has to do with just focus, whether it has to do with anything, tired arm, youth, inexperience, hitting a wall, whatever it may be in each individual case, those four players are critical to their success. And it's also getting that back of that bullpen honed to where you can take advantage of what is, in terms of just talent and on paper, the best bullpen, or should be the best bullpen in baseball, with the fivesome of Green, Robinson, and then, of course, what you have now leading up to Betances and Chapman. You have a chance to be very, very good. You have a chance to be spectacular. Do they have enough starting pitching? Remains to be seen. They're getting a nice lift from Hap. I told you all along I wanted Hap to be here. I just thought he was the kind of guy who understood how to pitch in the division, who would be perfect, a guy who would give you 6 to 7 quality innings most times out. Now, so far, he's been better than you could have ever hoped. He's 3 for 3. He has obviously not faced the toughest teams, but he's done the job. Last night, 7 spectacular innings. Made a couple of walks, but no hit. Oh, just the one hit. But he is a guy who goes out there with a plan and a guy who knows how to win games. And that is a nice combination, especially backed up by the pen he has here. So Hap is the kind of addition that you would hope, you know, has done the job that you hoped he would do, coming here and jump to a very nice start with his 3 wins in his first 3 outings to give the Yankees a lift in that regard and kind of help them kind of push the starting pitching in the right direction. Because obviously with CC down and these stuff, some of the other stuff going on right now, the starting pitching is very much in flux, and they have some questions to answer there too. So that's where we are with the Bombers as we hit this August the 15th. As we said, Brian Cashman coming up a little while, he'll be on at about 3:40. And then Aaron Boone today, because of the fact that they have an off day tomorrow, so he chose to come on today and discuss what's going on. Good time to have him, so we'll do both with the hierarchy today. We've got a lot of stuff to do, including plenty of NFL, and we'll get to all of it right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.